producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Are you a bigot?
Not at all. Probably the least of anybody you've ever met.
Because
I'm not. I'm a person that has common sense. I'm a smart person. I know how to run things. I know how to make America great again. This is about making America great again.
All eyes on Trump. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As we swing open the gates to this hour and your opinions, let them flow. It is Donald Trump's world, in a sense, when it comes to politics of the poll kind. As we swing into what is results season, will they still be there in the end? Reuters rolling poll has Trump at 35%, Rubio at 15.3%, Dr. Carson at 12.3%, Cruz at 10.2%, and it goes on from there. Massive backlash against Donald Trump. A lot of Republicans jumping on him and off his bandwagon. Certainly many Democrats, even the British, have their backs up against the wall when it comes to Donald Trump. David Cameron led the condemnation after the presidential candidate said parts of London were so radicalized, police in London are afraid for their own lives. The Pentagon saying his comments play into ISIS's hatred of the West and does nothing to help that situation. And breaking down the quotes, they go from seemingly innocuous to that much worse after each quote is said. I mean, here's the thing with Donald Trump. I've said this again and again and again. A lot of people didn't take him seriously in the beginning. Now they're taking him seriously. He can say what he wants to say because he doesn't have to be part of any sort of political machine in the sense of money being donated so that you owe people. He has none of that so much currently tied to his campaign situation. He has people who have helped him in business, I'm sure, and who may be expecting a leg up, but not when it comes to politics. Donald Trump called for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States, unleashing a tirade across this nation and beyond, as I said, David Cameron throwing in his 2 cents on Donald Trump. He says, we have no choice, Donald Trump says. It's going to get worse and worse. We're going to have more World Trade Centers. What choice do we have? What's this next debate going to look like on the 15th is what I want to know. You know, Trump on the United States says the country's going to hell. We have people who don't know what they're doing in Washington. In the end, does this bite Donald Trump or does it help Donald Trump? No matter what, I think when he puts his head on the pillow at night, he's fine because he is honestly doing what he does. Whether it's stir up controversy or something else, this is the real Donald Trump. And that's what he's saying. He has no regrets. This is how I feel. So don't push me anymore. This is the deal. In fact, Roger Stone says what Trump says is what Trump believes. It's not posturing, pandering, or anything of the like. It's what he thinks. And he said it's just a temporary ban. Temporary ban. His former campaign advisor said that despite the hysteria evident in the Republican establishment and mainstream media ranks in the wakes of the remark, Trump has shown once again that he is the candidate who will protect the homeland from terror. From terror. I know that gun shop owners across the nation are reporting a spike in sales. Now, you could say Christmas, but I don't think it's Christmas. It's right after the comments that Donald Trump made. And then I think the reaction to it as well. Tom DeLay says Trump is on to something with the Muslim ban. So not everybody disagrees, by the way. Joe Biden called Trump's comments on Muslims as dangerous brew. Do you think really that this whips up ISIS? And maybe it does. Does this get the people, get the guys in ISIS, does this get them to rethink anything they're doing, or is it just more rhetoric? It looked like a lot of more rhetoric to me than anything else. So this is where we're at. We're sitting at the table. We're sitting here all together, and we're having this discussion. And you're not supposed to talk about politics at the table. But this table, nobody cares. Everybody's talking about politics. Everywhere I've gone in the last couple days, even when they normally avoid the subject, oh, unstoppable, the conversation. Who's going to win the Republican nomination? Who's going to be on the undercard? Who could beat Hillary Clinton? The same ebb and flow of what's happened here on ATN. So there are some backups for Trump. There are some people who like what Trump has said, whether it's super blunt. The answer to that would be, look what happened on 9/11. And the House, by the way, passed a bill to tighten the visa waiver program. Let's hope the president looks at that with fresh eyes, and we don't have a problem. There's not some kind of a veto. Get it in one house, push in another. So they voted overwhelmingly to tighten the restrictions on travel to the United States by citizens of 38 nations who are allowed to enter the country without obtaining a visa. Ooh, sorting out that mess. The webs that we weave tangled up all over the place, which I think is a big part of the problem of why there have been so many headaches. When it comes to this, that's the reason why. I mean, if this bill goes, it's the second major piece of security legislation approved by the chamber since the November 13th Paris attacks, which was passed 407-19. Wow, to 19. You know, almost 20 million people who come to the United States, visitors, enter the United States under the program, which allows them to stay for 90 days. It was started in '86 to boost tourism and tighten the country's relationship with close allies. Makes sense back then? Now we got a whole hot mess on our hands. Hang with us.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Net you a computer for Christmas. How cool would that be? Somebody's going to win. It's like in the lottery, they say, somebody's got to win, and it might be you. We've had a couple of winners in the past. You don't have to know a dang thing about football. You just call in, tell us who you think should win and what you think the final score should be. And don't worry, there is no stupid or feeling stupid about the score because the scores are all over the map. I've seen scores that are like baseball scores. We've seen blowout scores. We've seen all kinds of finishes. There is no rhyme or reason. There is no symmetry to it, so don't sweat it. Call in. Be a part of the fun. Keep this number handy. Write it. Got a pen? Got a pen? That's not going to hurt your skin. Lightly write it on your hand. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I thought it'd be fun to throw in a few little odds and ends. So, some of these studies. I read this study out of the Los Angeles Times. They did a whole piece on it today. And it was about sleep and being sedentary. So we know smoking is bad for us. Drinking too much alcohol could shorten your life. Now, this new study says that spending too much time in a chair and depriving yourself of necessary sleep should join a list of behaviors known to increase your risk of premature death. Sedentary time, lack of sleep, damaging. Combine it with other risk factors, and you are a walking skeleton, according to plus medicine. They say these patterns. And the joint risk is higher. Isn't that crazy? So it was based on lives and deaths of over 231,000 Australians from Sydney, the rest from New South Wales. They looked at everything, eating history, drinking habits, exercise, sleep, looked at all of that, all of it. And except for heavy drinking, each of the six behaviors associated with at least a slight increased risk of death during the study period, they found smoking was most dangerous, followed by lack of exercise. Then, you know, you go into all the little minutiae, age, gender, etc. I mean, don't we all know that, if you get more sleep and if you are exercising more, you're not sitting around, that it's got to be healthier for you? Or doesn't it feel like it's healthier for you? That's what I'm just going to say. I think so. I think it seems that way. I mean, how much sleep, though? This is what's so interesting. We live in a world where people are getting crushed by the amount of work that they have to do, either working extra jobs, even though supposedly unemployment is low, or working the odd hours, hustling kids to school. I mean, there's multiple factors. So now they're saying that sitting for more than 7 hours a day is just not good, premature death. And you should sleep for at least 7 to 9 hours. I wonder how many people listening to America Tonight get 9 hours of sleep. 9 hours of sleep. I'm going to ask Nathan Reeder, who is extraordinary at his job, exceptional at his job. Nathan, how many hours sleep do you get? Have you ever in recent times gotten 9 hours of sleep?
I think 9 hours of sleep was maybe when I was 15 years old, and maybe for a year of college sometime, when I had the first college back when I was 20 or something like that.
Nice.
I don't know what that is. I feel like I got at least 7 hours a few years ago.
That's right. 7 hours a few years ago. I mean, on average, you're getting 5 hours sleep.
Those are the good ones.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to push for Nathan to get more sleep. They need to build him one of those little things, those chambers or whatever, the eggs that you can sleep in. What's it called?
It was the
hyperbaric chamber.
Hyperbaric.
We'll have to get that or see if they can get an egg in there for you. We'll have to call Ted Anderson, who runs the network, who heads up the network. We'll have to call him and ask if one of those could be placed down in the studio. So I think Nathan, though, is representative of a lot of people where 9 hours would just be like you were in a coma. I mean, it would just be, wow, 9 hours? Are you kidding me? When was the last time I had 9 hours sleep? And I can't remember the last time I had 9 hours sleep either. I can't tell you a time when I had 9 hours sleep. It would be a very long time ago, probably like Nathan. Unless I was sick. If I was sick, so there would be the exception. If I was sick, I know because, you know, I was off the air. I couldn't talk or I was sick. We were troopers and I really wasn't out a lot, but I was so sick for 2 months. Sick, I got this weird thing, and you've already heard all my stories about the pills that I got from the doctor that were wrong, and I didn't even take pills. And so I thought it was just, boom, it would clear me up, and it went in the opposite direction. But anyway, so I know what that feels like, and I think the only time I felt right was when I was sleeping. So if you're sick, that's different, but in your day-to-day life...
What about when you go on vacation? Do you get... I mean, I know how vacation always turns out.
Vacation.
Gosh, especially when you start adding family, you're it's kind of
crazy.
A vacation. but it's not necessarily that for the people that got to take care of all of it while it's going on.
Well, see, yeah, because it's not like a vacation anymore. Then it becomes, well, I'm working on my vacation.
Yep.
In a different way, because I'm cooking, cleaning, moving things around, I'm not getting all this sleep, and yeah, I think the goal is to do that. I really do. I mean, a vacation where you can have, you know, lay in a hammock, fall asleep, lay in a bed.
'Cause your body knows when it's being given A-OK to actually relax.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, I'll get a night off every couple weeks, and that will just, I will easily sleep 9 to 10 hours, and then another 6 hours very shortly after that. It's easy.
Yeah, but that's because you're so drained and exhausted, too. Mm-hmm. So you're so drained and exhausted, you say, oh, my gosh, I have a whole night off and this half day connected to it, so I can just plop in front of the tube or music or do whatever, and I'll just pass out. And I think that's what happens when you're so drained. Eventually, your body just tells you. I think your body just tells you.
Those nights are so awesome.
They are so awesome. When you have nothing in your brain, how many people can relate to that? You are not thinking about anything. You are just chilling, relaxing, doing whatever, and there's not a place you have to be. You don't have to jump in a car. You don't have to go do something. You don't have to be worried about any of that. You're just rolling. That's what you're doing. You're just rolling. It's like when they say, what would you do if you won the lottery? And you think about it, oh, you know, get this car, get this jewelry, get whatever things that people say. I think that winning the lottery feeling would mean you could have more days of sleeping in and not being worried. You know, we all have expiration dates, but you would not have to worry about the money factor, therefore the squeezing of the jobs and try to get to so many places in a short amount of time. I don't think it would be such a big deal anymore. It wouldn't happen because you would have the freed up time. To me, that would be the biggest thing. Bigger than you can buy X amount of houses and cars and whatever. I think the biggest thing is the freedom it would buy. The freedom to sleep. Oh my. Please just let me sleep. I just want some sleep. Don't forget, coming up at the tail end of the hour, nail the score. Remember, keep the number handy, 855-266-5283.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
One of my favorite things to do here is count the numbers in a special segment, We Can Count. And there's always numbers. Look around. It is about numbers. I always tell people, you know, when I'm out speaking, I do a speech called What's Your Wow? How do you clearly, confidently, and concisely define who you are? You know, you're somewhere, because we live in that kind of culture where someone says, hey, man, it's cool meeting you. What do you do? So what you do doesn't have to be, oh, I have this fabulous profession. It could be, you know, I collect seashells and I have a million of them and I do X, Y, Z. But it always seems to come down to numbers. Let's put it that way. So let's jump into the numbers. Wouldn't you love to find out that your country wants to give you $10,000? What if we had an announcement by the president? He said, you know, we have this extra money, and we do have a lot of people in this country, but we want to give you $10,000 a year. Well, that's Finland. They want to give every adult $10,000, they say, a year. So I dug into this. What does that mean? Because they're considering scrapping all welfare benefits and paying everyone that money instead. They elected earlier this year to talk about that and do that. They're planning to introduce a tax-free monthly payment of 865 euros to all adult Finns, regardless of your income or employment status or wealth or whatever. The payment would replace other state benefits. So the government thinks that the move will actually save money. Finland's welfare system is crazy, expensive to run, and they're hoping it could simplify everything and reduce the costs, you know, too. So about almost 10%. I'll call it 9.5% of Finns are out of work. It's the highest rate they've had in about a decade. The government thinks some people are deterred from working because they're better off on unemployment benefits. Ooh, this sounds familiar. Than accepting a minimum wage job. This is really what's behind it. But all things being equal, everybody, as I said at the top, would get it. Wow. $10,000 a year. Paying everyone $10,000 a year. And so if you're unemployed, I like that idea. So if you're unemployed, you would just get the money and you could do what you want with the money. Figure it out. Use it for whatever. Maybe you start a company. I don't know. It's pretty expensive in Finland, and that's what they're saying. But I like the idea. You know, that's been talked about here before. In fact, people forget this. People forget this, but George Bush, too, he had the idea when we were talking about, oh, the crush of Social Security, what do we do? How do we deal with Social Security? He had an idea about let's give people their money and let's have them figure out what they, want to do with it instead of keep threatening that we're going to run out of money. This way everybody has their own choice. But in our country, I think this could be disastrous, but I do like the idea. I think it would be, absolutely. I think it would be great, especially from the benefits point of view. So now just everyone does it. Everybody gets it. And then, you could have people that could complain and say, well, what about the people who are rich and they get it? It's like flat tax to me. Why don't we just have a flat tax? All right, I'm digressing. Let's jump back into the numbers. Beijing, apparently, has the worst air pollution on the planet. Are you stunned by this? No, you're not. In fact, the China smog, though, is so bad that 6 people were killed in a 33-pile car pileup as they are just swamped by this extra-thick pollution cloud. I saw the picture of it. Oh, it's frightening to look at the picture of the fog, but of the people. I mean, just the cars are just crunched. They must have just all, well, obviously they plowed into each other. And they have China now, or Beijing, under a red alert, which is their most serious warning. They issued that late on Monday. That means they have a forecast of more than 3 consecutive days of severe smog. And they want that to be in place. And I would say, well, gosh, what do people do? They have to leave their, homes and drive, obviously. So maybe there's good public transportation in Beijing. I would think there would be some alternatives. I suppose that would be the way to go. How about this story about Chipotle? Takes a huge hit. 20 athletes got ill because of eating at Chipotle. In a Boston restaurant, they just had to close it because of that. So now you start to read those headlines, and there have been problems around the country with Chipotle. It's a very, very popular restaurant. Some of you listening to me probably grab some grub there once in a while. Maybe not. Maybe you won't after you hear this. 30 Boston college students got sick, though. They were, over the weekend, they closed the restaurant. They're scrubbing it to find out what's going on. But, we're talking about Boston College's men's basketball team, fell ill. And this is something that we've seen. It's linked to this outbreak of E. coli. So now it's 9 states, 47 of the 52 people that were sick, ate there. That's how they traced it back. But this is a nightmare. E. coli, you feel sick 3 to 4 days. If you're lucky, it's shorter. If not, and it starts with, just this pain in your belly, and it worsens. I can't even imagine. They have problems in Seattle, Portland, and now this whole Boston thing. Other cases in Pennsylvania, California, Minnesota. So needless to say, Chipotle shares dumped. They're down 6.4%. Before reports of the illness, the shares were trading at $6.50. I mean, this is how popular this restaurant, just growing by leaps and bounds. So they have a real dilemma on their hands. needless to say. That's an ugly number. I can't even imagine that. I mean, if any of you have had food poisoning, I had it once. This was an E. coli. I had food poisoning. I thought I was going to die. I didn't know what it was. Then you trace it back, and you're like, whoa, that's not good. And then it goes back to the whole food safety thing. When you go to restaurants, how are people preparing it? It's like a glaring sign every time you use a restroom and you see it in a restaurant. Employees must wash hands. And this, I always think, oh, gosh, how many people are running out? And that's why they're beaten over the head with that whole idea of that. All right, oil prices. What are you paying for gas these days? If you're listening in California, you're always going to whine because you have outrageous gas prices, even if it's, you're just talking about regular. But global oil prices, they say, could fall as low as 20 a barrel next year. OPEC's decision to abandon this formal production quota is, I guess, exacerbating a supply glut. And when we look at it, I always say you can tell where gas is going to be when you look at on the exchange. What's it going for a barrel? And then you'll know. But I think the cheapest gas that I've gotten, I don't know about the rest of you, the cheapest that I've gotten has been $1.80. No, less than that, because you know how you get those grocery discounts? I think it's $1.45. That's beautiful. $1.45, are you kidding? I can remember not too long ago, it seems, although time flies, being on the air. And all of you were calling me up, and it just took over the airwaves. We're talking about what were we paying for gas. Sound familiar for anyone who's been with me for a long time? And we were approaching some already over $4, but approaching $4. And that is our ultimate pain threshold. $4, and you can feel the anger rising. And it was definitely over $4 in California and in a few other places. But, yeah, where you're talking about the other direction, everybody's happy, not even thinking, what does it mean or any of that. Well, I shouldn't say everybody's not thinking about it, but most people aren't. Okay, and we're going to end with this one. Picture yourself driving naked. A naked man driving 110 miles an hour was arrested on a DUI charge. This is something I found out of Florida. The Florida Highway Patrol said that there were three men, that this guy was naked. He was going across Alligator Alley, had three women with him Saturday afternoon. They got calls of a Cadillac driving recklessly on and off the road, really close to Alligator Alley. And then, you know, so then they caught up with him, and that's what it was about. They stopped him. He had no shirt on. He had a 12-pack of Corona beer between the driver's seat and the front passenger seat. And he smelled like alcohol, slurred his speech. They didn't have to work for this one. Bloodshot eyes, steps out of the car to put his pants on. He stumbles and almost falls, and there was empty or near empty. But, oh, what is he thinking? Now, the sad part about this is that we can, like, laugh at it, but it's not funny if you are on that road and he's going 110 miles an hour and clips the wheel in a direction that, and all of a sudden, it's a mass mayhem for you, which is why people immediately blew up the phone lines to tell the cops, hey, you got somebody out here driving insanely. So, yeah, I mean, dummy, idiot, what are you thinking? And he has all kinds of other things besides the DUI. He's also got a misdemeanor charge, driving without a license, so it doesn't get any better. That's it for the numbers and this version of We Can Count.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed it is. Who knows what can happen? Did you ever think the Patriots would be beaten by the lousy Philadelphia Eagles? You never know what is going to happen. Carolina almost lost to New Orleans, but they didn't. That was week 12. We roll in to we're into week 14. Boy, that's hard to believe. And there are a slew of interesting matchups to jump to, and we're going to do that in just a second. I know that Nathan Reeder is getting our big bad computer ready, and I'm getting you all ready to do this. It doesn't matter what side you pick. You pick a side, you give us a score, 855-266-5283. Let it rip, Nathan. Ah, wow. This is the game. This is the game of the week this time around. And it's the Cowboys and the Packers. Boy, I don't know. Packers have had some shaky losses and some great wins. Last-minute heroics last week on Thursday night. The Cowboys and the Packers are the Sunday afternoon game, kicking at 4:25 in the East. So who do you think's going to win, the Cowboys or the Packers? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Or you can send me an email with your guests at americatonight.net. Let's see, and trust, or not americatonight.net, because Sharon called and the site is crashed. Luckily, she was paying attention. Delaney Media Group at live.com. That's easy to remember. Delaney Media Group at live.com or call us at 855-266-5283. Speaking of Sharon in Portland, Maine, Sharon, how are things in Portland?
Good so far. It's cold.
It's cold. So what is cold in Portland? We're not in the single digits yet.
Oh, no, about 40s.
Woo, 40s is still cold. But no snow. You don't have to deal with any snow, right?
Right, not yet anyways.
Yeah, that's a good thing. What do you think, Sharon? Who do you think wins this game?
Who is it, Cowboys and Packers?
Yeah, Cowboys and Packers.
I'm going to go Packers because even though Cowboys won last night, I think I'm going to stick with the Packers.
What do you think the final score is?
Oh, I'm going to say 31-17.
Ooh, I like that guess. Sharon, always nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. I said 31-17, right?
31-17 Packers. You got it. You
all
could
right.
be right. And you get the first crack at it, Sharon. That's pretty cool. First crack. Nobody's in
well,
before
no,
you.
Well, normally I'd email you, but you're sitting right down.
I know. That's a, you're like the you're kind of like the site police for us because I had no idea it was down, so I appreciate that. Thanks, Sharon. Delaney Media Group at live.com. If you have to email us, that's the place to do it. Delaney Media Group at live.com. Pete in Texas, what do you think?
28-19 Packers.
The Pack Attack, 28-19. Thank you, Peter. Peter in Texas. All right, we move on to Dan, also in the Lone Star State. Dan is always so shy when he calls this show. Hi, Dan.
Yes, bacon and tomato sandwiches for late night snack, Plum Larrabee.
Sounds good.
Yes. Okay, 34-17 Packers.
Ooh, everyone's going with the Packers, including Dan in Texas. Thanks, Dan. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Don't worry, I'll give you my guess for what it's worth. I've had an okay football season, I suppose, in guessing, but it's tough. Where's Grimm, by the way? With Grimm, we seem to have lost Grimm. Hopefully he's all right. Kathy in Washington, hello, what do you think?
I think the Packers are going to beat the Cowboys, right? That's who they're playing?
Yep. Yep, Packers.
I'm going with the Packers, and it's going to be 26-12.
I like it, 26-12. Hey, pronounce the town where you live.
Hoquiam.
I love that name. Hoquiam.
Yeah, H-O-Q-U-I-A-M. Yeah.
That's a cool sounding place to be from.
Oh, it's just great out here, except it's raining like cats and dogs. But, you know, that's part of being green, you know.
Absolutely. Just be careful. Hoquiam, Kathy.
Yes. Yes. Got my
I love it. Whoops, did we cut you off there? Finish your thought, Kathy.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure. I enjoy your show, and I just love listening to you guys.
Thanks, Kathy. We appreciate it. Hoquiam. I love that. I'm going to get a shirt that says Hoquiam. Hope for Hoquiam. I don't know. I like that. I like the name of that town. There's a couple towns in Hawaii I like, and I'm going to add this one to the list because they have such a unique, they're just unique sounding. I mean, I'm from Cherry Hill. How many Cherry Hill spots are there probably in the nation? 855-266-5283. You got to weigh in before the top of the hour. We're talking about the Packers and the Cowboys. Nathan Reeder is a ginormous, which is a word, football fan. So let's ask Nathan for his guess. What do you think happens, Nathan? Packers or the Cowboys?
Ginormous. I like that word. Did you ever, do you remember the cartoon Gigantor?
Yes, I do.
Wow, good. I'm glad.
Gigantor.
That was like Speed Racer days.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love Speed Racer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you kidding me? What was the white lion's name? Simba the White Lion? That was also kind of in the middle of that Speed Racer thing.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, if you watch Speed Racer, Penelope Pitstop, you know, all those people
that were
in there.
I don't remember the characters' names. I just remember the art.
Brutal.
Yep. Oh, yeah, football. I'm a huge fan. I'm a humongous fan.
Yeah,
okay.
You don't sleep through football. I know that.
No, I don't sleep.
So you're watching. What do you think, Packers or the Cowboys?
Oh, I always push on the pack because they do it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Encroaching. I'm going to say 35-24 pack.
35-24 pack. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Nathan, you are loaded. 35-24. Thank you. Okay, so as for me, boy, after that Hail Mary that Aaron Rodgers threw up last Thursday, really pretty wild, although you could look at some other things that happened in that game officiating-wise, but who cares about that? It's what the score is at the end of the game. I'm going to say, and the Cowboys pulling out that win, if they didn't have Bailey's foot, if they didn't have Dan Bailey kicking for them, he's been the savior for them in any of their games that they've won. Packers are favored by 7.5. I think Aaron Rodgers is due to have another big, big game. So I am saying it's going to be the Packers, too. And I think the final score is going to be 37-21, and I think it's the Packers that take it. And then the Packers, who are 8-4, will move to 9-4. And the Cowboys will be 4-6. I mean, Packers are beatable. It's in Lambeau Field. Cowboys, still, they don't have Tony Romo back. Matt Castle, it's always ups and downs. Who knows? If he gets protection, if the offensive line is okay, then he gets the protection he needs. Then the Cowboys could make it interesting all the way around. They really could. Thanks to everybody who tried to nail the score. Don't worry if you sent a guess into Delaney Media Group at live.com. I promise we'll find it. We'll get it locked and loaded. And I hope we have a winner this time around.
I went down to the football game. Went down to the football game. What I saw was really a shame.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.